Good morning. This is Leslie Mendoza and Derek Sheffield, and this is your poetry moment.
We would like to share with you today a poem that I've been teaching for many years in my classes at Wenatchee Valley College. It's called Bilingue, by the great poet Rena Espaillat. And you can't see this poem on the page, but I will just tell you that there are everywhere elements of division that are working in the poem. There are caesuras, there are parentheses, and other sorts of aspects of the poem that are trying to separate words and phrases from each other. But at the same time, there are also cohesive elements in the poem that are bringing these same things together. And what we realize when we get to the end of the poem is that the cohesion is stronger than the division. So as you're listening to it today, listen for those elements of division, for the dissonance, and as well as the consonants. And I do encourage you at some point to track down this poem and read it on the page, because it is simply, formally, incredibly masterful. So I think that's it. With that, we're going to go ahead and read the poem now.
Bilingual.
Bilingue.
My father liked them separate, one there, one here.
Aya yaki.
As if aware that words might cut into his daughter's heart.
El corazón.
And lock the alien part to what he was, his memory, his name.
Su nombre.
With a key he could not claim.
English outside this door, Spanish inside,
he said.
Y basta.
But who can divide the world, the word?
Mundo y palabra.
From any child. I knew how to be dumb and stubborn.
Testaruda.
Late, in bed, I hoarded secret syllables I read. Until my tongue.
Mi lengua.
Learned to run where his stumbled. And still the heart was won. I like to think he knew that, even when, proud.
Orgulloso.
Of his daughter's pen. He stood outside,
mis versos,
half in fear of words he loved but wanted not to hear.
This has been Derek Sheffield and Leslie Mendoza sharing a poem with you today, Bilingual, Bilingue, by Rena Espaillat.